We're talking motoring on a Thursday. As always, David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au joins us. David, how's it going?
Good, Andrew, good.
Several weeks ago, we were talking about electric Jaguar taxis. It seems the technology at Jaguar just keeps getting better and better. We're talking driverless vehicles now?
Yes, and not only driverless vehicles in terms of the freedom that it might give you, but also how you deal with them. And one of the problems with driverless vehicles, of course, can be motion sickness.
Yes.
Because we won't necessarily be focusing on what the car is doing. We might be dabbling with other things. Some people even suggest reading. Now, there's a fair bit of research that suggests that a number of people get car sickness, and if you then have a driverless car, that may add to it. Well, what Jaguar is looking at is how do you make sure you program the driverless car to be aware of that and try and minimize motion sickness. So if you're coming around the corner, the car may well be capable of handling the corner and the speed limit is fine at a certain speed, but you may pull it back a little. You may approach the corner safely and within the lane, but in a manner that is a little bit more reduction of motion sickness as a first priority rather than just getting around the bend. And they're looking at that software. Pretty clever stuff.
That's extraordinarily clever stuff. I would have also thought when it comes to that, and I've never contemplated this before, but even though it's driverless, you would still want to put in your personal preferences or settings for a car so that, you know, it doesn't make you feel sick or it doesn't drive too fast or too slow for that matter.
Well, that's what Hyundai is doing as well with even just their adaptive cruise control. It learns a little of how you operate. Now, if you operate illegally, well, it's not going to learn that. But, you know, if you're the sort of person that is super cautious and accelerates slowly, if there's no other cars around, it will mimic that so that it gives you confidence in the technology, that the technology isn't this mystical thing doing something you don't want. It's doing something that you can associate with, you're familiar with. And so this is part and parcel of it. Yes, I think your point is absolutely right, that we can start to have cars that have empathy almost with the way you want to be driven. Now, you can't take that to extremes, but nonetheless, to be aware of it and to include it as part of the programming is just another clever development.
So what you're saying is that if I, as a person, perhaps beep at everybody who doesn't get moving immediately from a green light, that the car won't learn to do the same thing?
Yes. What's the definition of a nanosecond? The time between the light goes green and the taxi behind you beeps his horn. Yes. Yes, one hopes that it doesn't learn bad driving habits. I mean, that's a great problem with being taught to drive by your parents, isn't it?
Yes.
You end up perpetuating not only nature but nurture as well, what could be bad behaviour.
That's a very good point. And I do wonder, David, and I'm always interested in your thoughts of this, when we talk about driverless cars, so would we put ourselves in a position where, yeah, we can look out the window, but we don't really need to? Like, you could literally lay back and go to sleep while your vehicle is taking you wherever you go? Or do you think you're going to be compelled to actually watch what's happening?
I think we're a long way away from laying back and either sleeping or some people have suggested some other certain activities that we used to associate with a car,
yeah.
which adds a whole new meaning to that car expression of "Are we there yet?" But we're a long way away from that, and I think in many ways we still have to be, we'll still have to be in a position where to take over. Maybe not instantaneously, but the car is slowing down and can't cope, and you have to do it. That taking over becomes a really critical issue about whether you're ready for it and how you cope with it in those circumstances. I think we've got a long way to go before we do that.
Brings a whole new meaning to "if the wagon is knocking, don't come a knocking." Even if it is stopped at the lights.
Yeah, we may bring back panel vans.
I think we should. We need to bring back the Sandman just for that reason alone. This went to places I didn't expect. I tell you what, we look forward to talking more motoring next week with David Brown. Thanks, mate.